Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Hello?
Hello.
What up?
Not much. How's it going?
Good. You?
Going all right.
Good talk.
Yeah. Okay. Later.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I don't know. I can change. So I'm too loud and you're not loud enough, or?
No, you're just loud enough.
Okay, but you're too loud.
I wasn't going to listen anyway.
Well, yeah. True enough. True enough. Oh man,
the basketball game is on. Sorry,
you were watching a basketball game?
No, it's on.
Oh, okay.
It's on now as we speak.
What basketball game? It's not March.
Hometown Hoop Squad.
Oh, hoops! The Hoop Squad's on. Okay, I gotcha.
Right.
Oh man, are the Cadillacs playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Cadillacs are playing the Beamers.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Car basketball. I was about to
make I can't say I have one favorite team. I like Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.
Hmm. Well, that's the starting lineup, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than when they play that March Madness with brands.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You've never seen that?
No, I've never seen March Madness with brands.
Yeah, March Madness with brands. There's a brands bracket.
Oh,
it takes 64 brands, and then people make brackets to see who wins. Does and then there's goals, like
how
there's
do you
like
score
there's subject
that?
Matter. Well, it just depends on what the competition is.
Okay.
You know, because like a company that makes landmines is a lot different than a company that makes fabric softener.
I mean, they're all probably subsidiaries of Procter and Gamble. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're all owned by Joseph Halliburton.
Right, of course.
Ghost. sorry, I got myself.
That's fine. No, it's important. It's important.
Imagine like a ghost in a boardroom banging a gavel, demanding ticker tape.
It is so moved.
Nay.
So I think what makes it a tournament in March Madness, and this is as timely as ever, 2 months late. I think what makes it a tournament in March Madness is that everybody's playing the same game.
Right. So let's just say you were going to play the March Madness of brands to horrible to the environment.
Okay.
So then you would work the bracket based upon which, okay, you know, does Procter & Gamble or Pfizer, which one, you know, turns more kids forearmed?
Right, right.
As in all forearms.
Of course, yeah.
They're missing the upper part of their arm.
Yeah, it's forearms all the way. They're basically like Rayman, yeah.
Floating bottom halves of limbs.
Right, right. Yeah. So you say this like it's an official thing.
No, it's a thing on the internet. I'm surprised you don't know. You're like Mr. Internet.
Yeah, yep, that's what they call me. I'm Mr. Internet.
You're like, dude, I'm fuck work.
that's what I am when I roll up onto the stage on Vegas. They call me Mr. Internet.
That's what you should name the company.
Hi.
Duckfeed. This is Cole from Fuck Work.
Welcome to Mr. Internet.
Welcome to Mr. Internet. A Fuck Work production.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, no, I never heard about the brand bowl.
Yeah, it's not a Cole.
What?
Huge difference between madness and bowls.
Okay, it's a different
regardless
from the
bowl of what the 20s would have you believe.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
if anyone gets if anyone gets that, write to someone else.
Yep, don't write to any of us. No,
I do need to make an email address where people can email me directly. There's got to be things they want to say to me without you.
I'd prefer not. Yeah. No, I try to stay away from. I get enough exposure to brands in my day-to-day that I don't seek that out. So it's not surprising to me that I would have missed that particular one.
Oddly enough, the people that have found me were just complaining that the insufferable was not about you.
What do you mean?
They thought that that podcast was about Cole.
Okay. Oh, wait. The Insufferable. Is that an actual podcast?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, huh. Weirdly, you know more podcasts than I do, I think.
It's about Cash Me Outside.
What?
Cash Me Outside?
I don't understand.
Oh, that's a name.
When I say what I'm asking for is not a repetition of the thing you just said. I'm asking for elaboration.
So what I'm hearing you say, Cole.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
Is that you don't like it when I repeat what I said after what?
Right. So
noted.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't just say it again as though that is an explanation.
Right. No, that's good.
Yeah, and it's just a little etiquette tip from me to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So should we do that thing where we talk about who we are and what we do?
Yeah. So, Chris, what episode is this?
And this is episode number 203.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Look at me.
Yeah. Of?
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Roscoe. Sorry, I was right. So.
Yeah, no, you were not prepared.
Let me sit in that for a minute, I guess.
You had to skip the next card. No, that's what we are. Your name is?
My name's Chris.
My name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. We went on a trip last weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We went and saw the live show of Dude.
No, you already started with that vocal fry. You were already on your way into a Dude, the live show of Dude. Yes.
Right, vocal fry.
Yes. Yeah.
I know that term.
it was fun. We went over to Pittsburgh. We saw a sign on the highway for a Sheetz, and we're like, like that McElroy thing on YouTube, right? And then we pulled off the highway, and we didn't realize it was 8 miles off the highway.
I didn't realize we were podcast star fucking the gas station that someone goes to.
Yep. Yeah, it's a gas station that has touchscreens for food. Like,
that's a good life.
Yeah. So then we drove the 8 miles back, and we were chastened.
What you need to tell them, though, is that we went 17 miles out of our way to go to a Wawa that John Candy once took a dump in.
They have a plaque to that effect.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Pittsburgh is it's a nice city. I enjoyed our time there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what that podcast did for me is it, number one, it renewed my go-get-ems. I knew what episode it was because I'm paying attention now.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you know, this could really be something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to be Internet Man.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry, Internet Man is taken. We're Mr. Internet.
And also to get the cease and desist order from Jonathan and Seth.
Oh, for what we do?
For Spot the Fake.
Yeah.
They said it sounded a whole lot like their games.
Yes, like their games, like Core Swede, Minds. Oh, they're influences. We don't hide that. That's fine.
So I talked to some Chinamen. I figured out how we're gonna spin it differently.
Okay. what do people from China have to say about this?
But first, wow.
What?
Did you know that? Do you know who Drake is?
He's the guy from the wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair on Degrassi, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely who he is. That's where he got his start on Degrassi. He was a wheelchair kid on Degrassi.
Really?
Yeah, now he's a hip hop artist, I believe.
He's Canadian.
Yes.
Anyway, this popped up. He has three albums that exceeded 4 million units in sales.
I mean, that seems
quadruple platinum.
It seems reasonable.
Right.
So he's a very popular artist. I assume he's popular because I've heard his name.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Spot the Drake.
Come on. All right. Explain the rules to me.
So I'm going to give you two different lyrics. I'll number them one and two when I say them. One of them is best-selling hip-hop artist Drake.
Okay.
And the other is not Drake.
Okay.
It's very simple.
It's okay. So it's really...
It's on or off, yes or no. One or two. All right?
Okay. All right. Actually, Chris, I will be right. I will not be right back. I'm going to do something here. I've got a coin. What I'm going to do is heads is going to be made up, and tails is going to be Drake. I'm going to see if random choice. I'm going to see if random choice. Can outguess me? I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look at the results.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I am ready.
All right, number one. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all?
Okay.
Number two. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me.
Okay, I'm going to say... Oh boy. I'm going to say the first one is Drake.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
Yep. The second one was Old Dirty Bastard from the song Got Your Money.
Yeah, the second one was a little bit too direct to sound like Drake to me. The coin was wrong.
I didn't realize you knew Drake's game.
He's real poppy, right? Like I think that somebody who would write about somebody having a problem with not fucking them, that sounds a little bit he seems a little bit too clean cut for that, I think.
Gotcha.
But the coin was wrong.
Okay.
It only applies to the first one. So this one came up heads, which is fake, not Drake, for the first one. But no, okay.
There you go. You did it.
Yeah.
Fake, not Drake. You made it.
I outbet the coin.
All right. Number two. But number one. So number one in number two. Get it?
Okay. Yep.
So number one. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Oh, Chris, come on.
Here we go. All right.
Okay.
You're
seriously going to drop. You're going to drop the fucking Digital Underground on me.
Yeah. Yes, you got that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, the one that you know is now Drake is... throw the pussy at me, guaranteed you won't see a strike. I'm gonna hit it hard. You gonna think you Derek Jeter's wife?
That's pretty intense. Okay, so my preconceived notions about Drake's game, not correct.
So while we're making love, I'm fantasizing about raping Derek Jeter's wife.
Jesus,
is that what he said?
I think
is that what he meant?
I think that there is. I mean. We don't have to go. We don't have to go as far as that word, but we probably would want to say that it is an antagonistic act. Okay. And the coin was right on this one. So I am two and the coin is one.
So did you watch I think it's the third episode of Veep, or first episode of Veep from
yes.
this season?
Yes,
you
did. Yeah.
Where she
yeah.
says that she says that it was like. It was like a frat house gang rape, only she didn't get a candlelight vigil.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. There was some real intense stuff said in that first episode.
Oh yeah, it was fine. Yeah. But let's get back to the game. Sorry, okay, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Number one, baby, you finer than your fine cousin, and your cousin fine.
Okay.
Okay. And the second one is, I be tossing, enforcing, my style is awesome, I'm causing more family feuds than Richard Dawson.
Oh, geez. Okay, that messes stuff up. Okay, the Richard Dawson gets me there. So I'm going to say, I don't know, let's go with Drake, because if he is the person who will make reference to Derek Jeter's wife, I think the Richard Dawson one is Drake, and the first one is fake.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah.
Nung a nung a nung 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 nung.
What?
That is the Wu Tang Clan.
Oh, huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Also, my Chinese is here.
You had a special doorbell installed?
Yes.
Okay. No, so both me and the coin were wrong. So
yeah, the doorbell has a little label that reads free money in Chinese.
Oh geez.
Oh man.
I would press the free money one.
Right?
Yeah.
The other one says no whammy. So you're kind of torn.
Okay. Well, you have to hit the big bucks and the no whammy button at the same time.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. Now, if I fuck this model and she just bleached her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm going to feel like an asshole.
Huh. Okay.
Number two. I heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8 something, right?
I like that.
Because I've been trying to work it out.
Wow. Okay, so again, I'm going to make some brazen assumptions about Drake's game and assume that he would not have a marquee lyric about bleached assholes. So let's say the first one is fake.
That is Kanye West.
So the first one is Kanye West? Talking
yes,
to, okay, cool.
Assholes.
So I was correct. Okay, correct. Cool. Yeah.
All right. The
coin was right as well. So
okay. I'm glad you're playing your own game. Hey, you know what's really going to translate a coin toss?
Oh, I'm actually clicking a button on random.org and getting one and two. One is heads and two is tails.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Internet, man.
Mr. Internet. I cannot Mr. insist Internet. Enough that it is Mr. Internet. Internet Man will come after me with everything he's got.
All right. Sorry. Last one. Number one, run shit like diarrhea.
Okay.
Number two, do I love these hoes? Kind of, sort of. I got him drinking sangria like it's fucking water.
Whew. I'm going to say that the second one is Mr. Drake. The first one
Correct.
Does not sound like. Okay,
Correct.
Cool.
The first one is 2 Chainz.
Okay. I prefer the sequel 3 Chainz. Yeah, and the coin was wrong on that. So, so I think I outguessed the coin by one.
That's funny.
I outguess the coin by one or two. So there we go. I beat Entropy.
John McCain's nickname in Vietnamese translates to 3 Chainz.
What?
John McCain's nickname in Vietnamese translates to 3 Chainz.
Oh, because that's what it took to tie him up?
Yeah. When
he was shot down. Taken as a POW.
Here, don't. How's this? Don't get shot down.
Okay, so again, you have those moments. It's like time travel sickness or something like that, where you have two different versions of the truth in your head at the same time.
Okay,
right? You know, just like it's a paradox, and it's tough to resolve itself in your head. You get some kind of dissonance about like, okay, which one of these is true? Because both of them happened. When you said that, I realized, oh, the person who said that is president.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this just hit me, Cole.
Yeah.
Paradox sounds like a medication you take before skydiving so you're not scared.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, I can't. I cannot argue with that.
I said argue.
What?
I said argue.
Wow. Okay. I can't. So I can't think of a better one than that with which to argue with it. Paradox does sound well, that could be another rapper, but yeah, it does sound like a medicine. I can't. I know you told me to, but I can't and won't.
Yeah.
He's
a gold medal Olympian at the Special Olympics. Swimmer. They call him Paradox.
Yeah. Huh. Spot the Drake. Yeah.
Fake not Drake? Is that what you changed it to?
No, I like Spot the Drake better. Okay. Did that literally just come from the name in your head, Spot the Drake? And then you decided to go and do some research?
Yeah, I was just more like I don't want to do another one of those, so let's take it and turn it a quarter.
Yeah. We said something there about substances, right? And I want to take us in a similar direction to that. We know here in America that the painkiller addiction is an epidemic, right?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's awesome for a minute. It's a real addiction. We've got so many painkillers. They're so strong. They're starting to they're starting to lace heroin with elephant tranquilizer or painkiller or something like that.
See, the great thing about addiction is that there's people like you and me who are just constantly needed, and it's good to constantly need something.
Okay. So that's
why
on the other side of it.
Heroin fills the hole, you know?
Right. You know, especially when it's laced with that elephant stuff. But there's paper that came out of Greenwich University in London that found something that could be a suitable replacement for these painkillers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that may be, you know, hopefully less dangerous. What they have found is people with blood alcohol levels of 0.08% have a higher pain threshold. And so if you're in pain at all, just make sure you're too drunk to legally drive and you'll be fine.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, I don't feel anything. Let's crash.
Well, no, definitely don't drive. They're saying, hey, it's roughly equivalent. Alcohol's pain-killing effects are comparable to codeine, suggest that the effect is more powerful than generic Tylenol or paracetamol. You know, because generic Tylenol doesn't do anything besides kill your liver.
Right. I don't know. I want to restate what you said.
Okay.
You're a better driver when you're drunk. And most people are too.
I think it's dangerous to say better. I want to say that your competencies shift around.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that, you know.
No,
it's kind of like driving high. You get real ultra cautious.
Yeah. So with booze and stuff,
yeah,
did you see that they recalled some Bombay Sapphire gin?
Oh, what did that have in it? It was really weird.
It had 77% alcohol instead of 40.
Oh, Jesus.
They
did
not dilute it properly.
Yeah.
Not safe for consumption.
No, 77% alcohol. That means it would be stronger than 151,
right?
Which is not meant to be consumed. It is meant to be lit aflame.
It is meant to be thrown through a picture window.
Yep. See, the thing is, you want to make sure it's not a bay window, because otherwise it's going to be a little bit too deep. You want to achieve enough velocity to get through into the center of the living room.
I know my 151 bottles always talk to me.
Mm.
Here, take a sip. Bet you're not man enough to chuck me through that window.
See, the thing, so my assumption would be, and I have no idea, haven't run in anarchist circles, but I have no idea that 151 would make a good Molotov cocktail, actually, because wouldn't it burn like way too quick? Like alcohol at that high concentration burns very fast, but also very cold. Like if you light rubbing alcohol, it burns off without actually touching anything. Like I think you want something that burns a little bit lower and slower with a Molotov cocktail, because it'll spread around and not just.
I'm so happy I understand that now.
What? Happy I understand the effects of burning rubbing alcohol?
Science. What about the green alcohol that you buy at the Dollar Tree?
No, I think that the green alcohol is it's adulterated, right? Most rubbing alcohol is.
I hope not.
No, like it's they add stuff. They denature the rubbing alcohol to make it unpleasant to drink. Because otherwise people will go nuts for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I got you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
No.
It's good.
I've got another one here for that.
What?
But while we're talking about alcohol, do you mind if I do two stories in a row? Usually that's your gambit.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I dare you.
Up in so you'd think this would be a Florida story, but up in Seneca Falls, New York, woman was pulled over And she blew a 0.26 on the breathalyzer, so a little bit over three times the limit, like on her way to just being, let's just say, completely horizontal and 6 feet under. That is a ridiculously high BAC. So what happened was, like, police see her driving really erratically, pull her over. She rolls down the window and it smells like a fucking bakery in there. What happened was she was drinking vanilla extract.
Yeah.
Just like straight up, just pure McCormick vanilla extract.
I lost cupcake war.
It's all I got. No. And so she, like,
that's all I had.
So her quote was, "It smells like a vanilla drink, vanilla Coke or Pepsi, and no one would know the difference." That was why she decided to go ahead and do that. Vanilla extract has a percentage of 41%. So it's basically, you know, if you can handle the taste, like drinking a small little bottle of like bourbon or something like that, like, you know, like anything, yeah, that would, like, be like 80%,
like an airplane bottle.
Right. That costs $20.
Right.
Yeah. Here are some others. So if you're looking to pursue this lifestyle, which I do not recommend, peppermint extract is 89% alcohol.
No shit.
Pure lemon extract is 83%.
Wouldn't that stuff burn you? Just by the
people drink Everclear.
No, not the alcohol part of it. The peppermint part of it. Wouldn't that, if you did that straight?
I don't know, maybe.
Why don't you try it?
I'd rather not. I can't drink peppermint shit anymore. Ever since my, I think, 23rd birthday.
I thought you were going to say ever since you stopped stripping at that nursing home in West Virginia.
Yeah, no, just so 23rd birthday, had the boys over, had Ben, Dennis, and David over to play some Rock Band and do some drinking. And at one point they decided, like, oh, we've got some peppermint schnapps and we're going, you know, it's like, let's make like these like peppermint schnapps and coffee liqueur and like hot chocolate, right? So like, okay, yeah. Well, what it is,
hot alcohol drinks are not a good idea.
No, but we just, you know, it was a long night. And I got so sick. I had to work the next day. I was running across the radio station to throw up. It was real bad. And ever since then, I really don't, I cannot drink something that tastes like peppermint. Like, toothpaste is fine. Mouthwash is fine. Like a peppermint flavored drink, no go. So even being around that extract might actually make me sick.
Being near it.
Yeah. And we're going on 7 years since that fateful night.
Ugh.
Yeah. So she's being charged with felony DWI and felony aggravated DWI, which is delicious while intoxicated. Yeah, probably not the way to go. I had a boss one time who was really into this is like before stevia was like a thing you could get everywhere. Was really into growing his own stevia or stevia or whatever, and making his own extract out of it. he talked about it all the time. And
but what does he do? What does he do with his weekends? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's so like, you know, just talking with him, and he was just talking about it, like, oh, I'll bring it in for you, and he brought it in. He's like, oh yeah, I put it in everything. And, you know, sometimes I just, you know, take a swig of it. Turns out that he was making his own extract, and it just tasted like sweet vodka is what it was.
I'm healthy. Healthier than you.
I'll show you how healthy I am. Okay, push-up contest. Yeah, it was very
that's a shame.
It was very strange.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah,
Cole. Miley Cyrus turns 25 this year.
Only 25.
Yeah, she's only 25. Yeah, she seems like she's been around longer. That's not something that's good to hear about yourself. It seems like you've been here forever.
Well, yeah, but like it, when you're in the super world, like time dilates, you know, I've been hearing about her since forever, right? And especially, I guess not over the past couple of years because all my references are out of date. But like, what was it, like 4 years ago, she just decided to be all about like Molly and shit. And then,
right, you know, she's clean now.
Oh, weird. But yeah, right. Like she fell into that, and then they were like, oh, she's all grown up, and is she be like she entered the is she a bad influence part of the life cycle of a young pop star, especially young female pop star. Right. So she
seemed to go off the dead end, you know. Deep
right?
End.
Yeah. No. Like 25. Like she's almost retired, isn't she?
She should
at that
be.
Point. Yeah.
Somebody should put her down.
No.
You know what else is 25 this year?
No.
Billy Ray Cyrus's hit "Achy Breaky Heart."
I was just reading the Wikipedia article for "Achy Breaky Heart."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the 25th of August, as a 25th anniversary, Billy Ray Cyrus is changing his name.
Okay.
To Chris Gaines 2.
Chris Gaines 2.0.
Right. Now, just to Cyrus. Evidently, Billy Ray Cyrus has gone by Cyrus since forever, and he begged his record label back in the day to, can you just please call me Cyrus, not Billy Ray Cyrus? And they said, no, Billy Ray.
Please.
And so for the 25th anniversary and him changing his name, I guess, he went back to Alabama, recorded a new version of the hit song.
Oh, with updated references?
With the writer of the song.
Okay.
And he is also, later this year, going to come out with a Spanglish version of "Achy Breaky Heart," as well as an EDM version with Bootsy Collins.
Oh, yeah, Cincinnati hero, Bootsy Collins.
2017 happened.
2017.
And we were like, hey, you know what I'm missing? An EDM version of "Achy Breaky Heart."
But, like, fucking everything is EDM now.
Hmm.
You watch the what is it, the American Country Music Awards, and then all of a sudden, all of like everything is EDM. Like suddenly it's all got to drop. I would not be surprised. I'm actually not surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to it. I think it sounds fucking intolerable. But it's kind of like on the list.
I would own it, but I would never listen to it.
I mean, you got to have it for the collector's value, you know.
Right. I mean, that's one of those songs that's like people say, oh, well, what would you do as the world ended? Some people are like, oh, I'd make love to my wife, or I'd eat nachos. And other people are like, nope. I have an EDM version of "Achy Breaky Heart."
Yeah.
It's kind of like the inside this glass box. It says break in case of emergency. And I'm going to spend my apocalypse.
Well, yeah, and I think that would actually make you comfortable with everything coming to an end, because if that's the best we can do, it's like, I don't know, shut it down. I'm more interested in just going by Cyrus now, because that's
Kunta.
but just like, okay. Is it just by going, you're just going by your last name, like legally he's changing his name. Like, is he going to be like a mononym, like Cher?
Legally. And evidently, according to the article, he believes he has to go back to the hospital where he was born, which is not how that works, but that's what the article reads. He's going to, I am going to go back to the hospital where I'm born. I'm going to yell at, you know, the new nurse is there.
Stop the presses. I mean,
he thinks he's got to go back to where he was born. And
he's got to go back there, pay a new mother to name their child Cyrus. Okay, just Cyrus. Then he swaps. He swaps the birth certificates, scratches in the new birth date or whatever, and then just all of a sudden he's good.
I don't think he
stole that child's life.
Do you ever work somewhere where you asked for a day off and they said, no, yeah, sure, you can have it if you find somebody to take your shift.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think that whole story goes a different way. I think he goes back to the hospital where he was born, mm-hmm. and he has to convince a mom to name their kid Billy Ray so that he can leave Billy Ray.
That's exactly what I said.
No, I think it's different.
Chris, you weren't listening to me at all. You weren't listening to me. I said that exact same thing.
I thought you told me, no, that's not that, no. You said you needed, Yes, the end result is the same.
No, I said he would go back. He would pay a mom, find a mom, have her name her kid Billy Ray Cyrus, and then do a swaps. Have her name her kid Cyrus, then do a swap, so then that kid would become Billy Ray.
Well, yeah, but it's different. My way is funnier. Arguing about it isn't, which is why you should just say yes, Chris. You're right.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not going to cave to your bullying.
Cole, it's like when Dane Cook does a Louis C.K. joke. They're kind of the same, but they're not.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Fine. Terrorists win. Well, I mean, we're done now, I guess. That's not a discussion anymore. It's been.
Good. Then no, I take my arm off your neck.
I've got a story, Chris. You've been through a McDonald's drive-thru recently?
I have. They have all kinds of new shit that it's confusing.
Right. Specifically confusing. And this is something that's bound to fail. It is their, what is it, like custom sandwich, like McHave It Your Ways or whatever, where it's a little bit like ordering Chinese. You have three columns and you pick like, hey, here's your bread, here's your meat, and then here's your like preset topping kind of thing, right?
Sure.
It's like signature sides or something like that. Well, McDonald's, in an attempt to market this, and I guess we're playing right into their hands because we're fucking talking about it. Sorry about that, everybody. Didn't realize that that's what I was doing, but it's what's happening. Have decided to say, hey, you know what? These new sandwiches are so loaded up with, you know, pulled pork and onion straws or whatever. You're going to need a utensil to pick these up. But you're not going to use a fork like a fucking cuck. No, you're going to use a fork.
Like a cuck.
Yeah, you're going to use a fork.
What is that?
Chris, a fork? I think a fork is definitely more of a lifestyle play than an actual product. It is a plastic armature that has it's shaped like a fork, except instead of having tines at the end, there are slots where you can take McDonald's French fries, which are notoriously sharp, and place them in there, holster them up in there, and that way you can use this use your fork to scoop up whatever, you know, bits of sandwich remnants you have, and then put those in your mouth, and then you eat the fries along with the thing. And then you take 3 minutes to find another three fries that are of roughly equivalent length, nibble them to exact length, put them into the armature, and then repeat the process. Fork, a fry fork.
That's not anything that I would have ever believed unless you said it.
McDonald's is raising the bar. All day breakfast, updated McNuggets, and now hashtag signature crafted recipes. New burger.
Are you ready for an all day lunch?
New burger or chicken sandwiches with pico de gallo, guacamole, bacon with maple seasoning, sweet onion barbecue sauce, and more flavors to be savored even when they spill off your plate. So we solved a problem you never knew you had with the fork. Did the world need this? Nope. Does it work? Kind of. Either way, we hope you enjoy, and we can't wait to show you what's next at McDonald's.
It's all part of a plan. Billy Ray's awakening. McDonald's is awakening.
Yeah.
Billy Ray is making a break your heart in Spanglish.
Yeah. No.
McDonald's is taking a McDonald's hamburger and putting guacamole and pico de gallo on it.
Right. Right. Huh.
No. Pandering to the highest common denominator.
It certainly is. I think this is a play for the top 1% of the 1%.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I think that these things are going to be hot. I think that this is an innovation that we're going
to. People are looking for their convenience meals to be more complicated.
Right. Right. I don't know. This barbecue sandwich looks kind of dope, though.
Can you be pulled over for forking and driving?
Well, no, because you destroy the evidence as you go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What if you got a fully loaded fork?
Well, you gotta dump that shit.
Mm.
Yeah. No, you don't throw it out your window. You have to install a little panel at the bottom of your, in the wheel well of your car, or the foot well. That way you can just drop it out, because the cops are going to be looking for you to toss your fork.
Should I clean off this fork, or should I swallow my dime bag?
Follow your heart.
It's got to be the Frurk.
Yeah. Hmm. You got one more story?
Right. I do. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do. I'm going to go with
the end one. Yeah.
That there's this joke that I've heard about the Republican Party not having good celebrities.
I mean, when the best you're rolling with is Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad, right?
Yeah, it's
so the Republican Party is they're struggling. Right. There is like a Ukraine Russian twist to this, and that's that. Did you know that Vladimir Putin made Steven Seagal a full blown citizen?
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, personally delivering his citizenship shit.
Yeah, yeah.
To him, and that, you know, Steven Seagal evidently likes to spend time in former USSR areas.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine has banned Steven Seagal from their area.
They pre-deported Steven Seagal
for 5 years. They're calling Steven Seagal of Under Siege and Under Siege 2.
Right, right.
A threat to national security.
Because of his neck-snapping prowess, or what?
He actually called Russia's 2014 seizure of Crimea very reasonable. And then he played a benefit concert for separatists in the region.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. Back up. Beep, beep, beep. Steven mm-hmm. Seagal played a benefit concert?
Yes, he plays, Yaz flute.
He plays flute. Steven Seagal is a flautist.
Yes.
With that neck?
With that neck.
Huh.
Well. He's got the neck of an owl, actually.
Yep. Huh. No, you see pictures of him now. He looks like John Goodman in The Big Lebowski. It's pretty it's pretty strange. What the fuck is up with weirdos in Russia?
I don't know. It's really not good.
Yeah, it's
they've also but you know, Ukraine has also banned Gerard Depardieu,
the French filmmaker.
Yes, they banned him. He was given Russian citizenship in 2013.
Huh.
They also banned some Russian singers and people.
Right. For coming over and like being just kind of like cultural rabble rousers, like being voices for the occupation.
Being antagonistic.
Right. Huh. So it's funny. A, yes, because I think Steven Seagal is also on that circuit here in America for being a Trump lickspittle. Steven Seagal was also one of like best friends with Sheriff Arpaio down in Arizona.
Is that the white one or the black one?
That is the white one. That is like the super white sheriff who basically set up outdoor prison camps where he forced forced criminals to wear pink jumpsuits out in the blazing sun with no water.
Cole, what are we doing? We bitch when we keep them locked up 23 hours a day. We bitch when they're out in the nice outdoors.
I think that there is a middle ground, and also being stuck out in the blazing Arizona sun with no water. I wouldn't call that I think I would call that an overcorrection.
We bitch when we throw them naked into a dark room, and then we bitch when we give them a nice pink jumpsuit and the fresh air.
I know you're being funny. I know that's a joke. I can't actually laugh about it. Except I'm laughing at your audacity as opposed to the thing. I don't know. Fuck, am I laughing at it?
Damned if you do, man. Damned if you don't.
There's nothing you can do. But yeah, Steven Seagal had a television show. I think at one point he ran one of Arizona's tanks into the front of somebody's house, thinking that it was the house of a drug dealer. Except it was the wrong person's house, and I think a dog died as a result of it.
The wrong person.
Yeah, Steven Seagal tanked. Terminator. Yeah, he tanked an innocent old couple's house and their dog because he thought a Terminator was living there.
Oh no!
I should have gotten that role. Beep beep beep.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. Go on over to duckfeed.tv if you're listening to this around the time it comes out here in May of 2017. We made some announcements here recently about different shows on the network, such as Bonfireside Chat ending and Watch Out for Fireballs becoming more frequent. That is all very exciting, but there are details that are going to have small effects here and there, and we're also looking for people to respond to a survey. Two things I would like to repeat because we said it in the show and we said it in the thing and we also said it in a bunch of different ways. Probably not worth putting in these two things. Either, hey, I wish you guys wouldn't talk about politics, or, man, I'm sad you don't like Dark Souls 3. Both of those, probably not great. We can't change that. So otherwise, we've gotten tons of great feedback on it, and you have a small chance to win a $20 gift card for Steam for your trouble. For this show, head on over and leave us a review on iTunes. It may not seem like a help, but it does. A, it boosts my ego, and B, it does raise visibility for the show. And also tell your friends if you like this show and you think they would be down. Chris, did I forget anything?
No, you got it.
All right. Sorry, America.
Sorry.